Good morning.
大家早晨。
My name is Caleb, and I'm the student minister here.
我是 Caleb, 我是青年事工的主任。
And today I wanted to talk to you guys about praying for healing.
今天我和大家分享的就是医治上面的祷告。
In the past few years, God has really been teaching me about how to find healing from Him.
在过去几年来，神是教导我怎样在祂里面找到医治。
And out of all of the different kinds of prayer, I get the most requests for prayers for physical healing.
在很多不同的祷告里面，我有很多人要求我帮助祂为身体的医治来祷告。
And there's so many people with so many different health issues.
有很多人有很多不同的身体上面的需要。
I've asked God to heal cancer.
我曾经有人叫我为癌症祷告。
People with heart problems.
心脏病嘅祷告。
People with diabetes.
有糖尿病啦。
Broken bones.
断骨啦。
Back problems.
背脊痛啦。
Many, many other issues that people ask me to pray for them.
同埋仲有好多好多唔同嘅身体上边嘅需要系需要。
And I've asked God for prayer for healing for myself many times also.
我自己也都曾经求神帮助过我好多次身体上面的需要。
And if I could get a quick show of hands, how many of you guys need prayer for healing today? I need a prayer for healing today.
如果今日有边位身体上面有需要祈祷嘅，请你举一举手啊。
Okay, so a lot of people.
都有好多人啊，哈。
Okay. I probably won't have time to pray in person for all of you at the end, but I will encourage you guys to pray for each other later.
我今日完咗讲到我一定系冇时间同你哋逐个人祷告，但系我鼓励大家互相祷告。
And even if you think you're perfectly healthy,
虽然你觉得你自己系完全系健康嘅。
I can just look at you and see if you have glasses, and we need healing for our eyes too.
我睇落去你哋好多人都戴眼镜啊，你其实眼都需要祷告上面嘅医治。
So almost all of us need prayer for healing today.
其实我哋每一个人都需要祷告嘅医治。
So one of the first things I wanted to first place I want to start is where. Is the question of where does disease come from?
我哋第一个问题就系究竟疾病喺边度嚟嘅咧？
In the Genesis. Genesis chapter 2, or Genesis chapter 3:19, it says, "By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return."
在創世記第三章十九節說，你必汗流滿面才得糊口，直到你歸了土，因為你是從土而出的，你本是塵土，仍要歸於塵土。
So in Genesis 3, the first humans, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God.
在創世記第三章，我們見到亞當和夏娃叛逆了神。
And as a result, the curse of sin entered into creation.
在因为是这样，这个结果就是罪的咒诅就进入了这个世界。
So humans became mortal, and we would now die.
人呢就要死。
And part of that mortality includes pain and disease.
这个会死的生命呢就包括了痛苦和疾病。
And it's because we have a broken relationship with God that disease and evil exist today.
因為我哋同神嘅關係破碎咗，所以疾病就嚟到我哋中間。
So if a broken relationship with God is where pain, disease, and death comes from, then what's the first way to receive healing?
如果我哋知道我哋嘅痛苦同埋疾病係因為同神嘅關係破碎咗，咁我哋要點樣先得到醫治咧
？Well, the first way to receive healing is to repair the broken relationship with God.
其實第一樣嘢我哋要做嘅咧，就係同神嘅關係修補。
And that comes through faith in Jesus.
就係呢樣嘢就係從我哋同耶穌基督嘅信心而嚟。
There's a story in Acts chapter 3.
在《使徒行传》第三章有一个故事。
I'll ask Stella to read it. Acts chapter 3.
Acts chapter 3. Oh, okay. 彼得说，金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。于是拉着他的右手，扶他起来，他的脚和果子骨立刻健壮了，就跳起来，站着又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。
So in this story, Peter finds, sees a person, a man who is born lame.
喺呢个经文里边，我哋见到彼得见到一个出生以嚟就已经系跛脚嘅人。
It says that he had problems. He was lame because he had problems with his feet and his ankles.
佢原来系佢嘅脚同埋佢嘅脚踭系有问题嘅。
So then Peter prays for the lame man.
所以彼得为呢个跛脚嘅人祷告。
And this lame man is instantly healed.
咁呢个人就立即就好翻。
And he's walking and jumping, praising God.
佢又唔系就咁行起嚟，佢仲又跳住嚟到赞美神。
And he couldn't do that before.
佢以前系唔可以咁做嘅。
So how did this man get healed?
咁呢个人点样得到医治咧
？Well, in a few verses later, Peter tells us how he got healed.
迟啲经文里边话俾我哋听，佢点解得到医治
？In Acts 3:16, it says, "By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that completely healed him."
在第三章第十六节说，我们因信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见所认识的这人健壮了，正是他所赐的信心，叫这人在你们众人面前全然好了。
So it's faith in Jesus that healed this lame man.
所以是对耶稣的信心能够医治这个人。
And it's faith in Jesus that repairs our broken relationship with God.
所以是基督在基督里面的信心，亦都能够修补我们同神的破碎关系。
And you, when you repair your relationship with God, you become friends with the person who created your body.
如果我们修补了这个关系之后，我们同这个创造我们的人修补一个完全好的关系，可以医治我们的身体。
And if God created your body and you're friends with Him, then He can heal anything in your body.
如果佢係創造我哋嘅，我哋同呢個人亦都係有一個係我哋嘅朋友，佢係可以醫治我哋嘅。
When I worked in Houston, Texas, there was one youth who was in my youth group.
我喺侯斯頓做嘢嘅時候，有一我喺一個少年事工裏邊做嘢。
His name was James.
有一個年輕人叫做 James.
He wasn't a Christian.
佢是不是一个基督徒来的。
But I took him to a Christian conference one time with his brother.
我就带他和他的一个兄弟去一个聚会里面。
When we went to a different city, so we rented a hotel room.
我们去到不同的城市，我们去到一个酒店的房间里面。
And in the morning, on the second day in the morning,
第日朝头早,
it was time to go to the worship service.
我们要去崇拜的时候,
James told us to go first.
James 告诉我, 你们去先吧, 咁,
because he was late getting up.
因为他, 迟了起身了。
So we went to the worship service, and by the end of the worship service, I noticed that James was not there.
咁我们就去了崇拜, 但是完了崇拜了, 我们都见不到James 来。
So afterwards, I went to go find James.
咁, 完了之后我就去找James 了。
And he was back in the hotel room.
原来他还在房间里面。
And I asked him, why didn't you come to the worship service with us?
咁我就问佢点解你唔嚟崇拜啊
？So then he told me that his shoulder, when he woke up, was in a lot of pain, and he didn't feel like going.
咁佢话俾我听，原来佢嗰日起身嘅时候，个膊头嗰度系好痛，痛到佢唔想去崇拜啦。
But the night before, he had heard that the gospel message of believing in Jesus, and he heard that Jesus and God could heal.
但是他早一晚原来他已经听到一个福音的报道，他听讲话耶稣可以医治人的。
So while we were in the worship service, he prayed and asked God to ask God into his life.
咁原来我哋喺崇拜嘅呢段时候咧，佢自己喺度祷告，帮叫耶稣帮助佢呢个问题。
And he had put his trust in Jesus, and that morning he prayed to God to heal his shoulder.
咁佢就将佢嘅信心摆喺耶稣嗰度，嗰一日朝头早佢就为呢件事祷告。
And it was instantly healed.
佢其实就即刻好翻。
And he was so happy. He was so amazed.
佢真係好開心同埋好驚訝。
He didn't know that God was so real.
佢根本唔知道神原來真係咁真實嘅。
And he gave his life to Jesus as a result.
佢就將佢嘅生命交俾神。
He was so surprised and so happy.
佢係真係好開心同埋好驚訝。
And all James did was put his trust in Jesus and fixed his broken relationship with God.
James 所做嘅係只係將佢嘅信心交俾耶穌啫。
Now, having shared that, I don't think that you should put your faith in Jesus only because you need physical healing.
我咁樣講咧，唔係話叫你哋我哋相信耶穌就係淨係只係因為佢可以醫治我哋。
It's not some kind of formula where you just pray some words and then you get healed.
唔係好似一個方程式咁，你講一啲預定嘅説話就可以有身體嘅醫治。
This is a matter of the heart.
其實係我哋心裏邊。
Putting your trust in Jesus means it's a covenant relationship and a covenant friendship between you and God.
將我哋嘅信心交俾神嘅時候咧，其實我哋係同神同耶穌係有一個立約嘅關係。
And whether God heals you or not, that's not the point. It's about a friendship with Him.
究竟神當時係醫唔醫治我哋咧？其實係冇關係嘅，只係我哋同神嘅關係最緊要。
So the first way to be healed is by beginning a friendship with Him, with God, and putting your trust in His Son.
第一樣嘢我哋需要做嘅咧，就係將我哋嘅信心交俾神嘅兒子耶穌基督。
So another way to be healed is through faith-filled prayer.
第二樣做嘅咧就係帶著信心嘅禱告。
In James chapter 5, it says, Is any of you among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them, anoint them with the oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well.
喺雅各書五章第14章14節同埋15節話：你們中間有病了的呢，他就該請教會的長老來，他們可以奉主的名用油抹他，為他禱告，出於信心的祈禱，要救那病人，主必叫他起來，他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。
And this passage tells us that if you're sick, you can ask the elders of the church to pray over you.
經文話俾我哋聽，如果我哋係有疾病嘅，我哋可以要求教會嘅長老為我哋禱告。
And their prayer of faith will bring God's healing into your body.
佢哋充滿信心去禱告，會將醫治帶嚟我哋度。
Now, does this mean that only elders are allowed to pray for healing?
咁我哋係咪講淨係？教會的長老才可以為醫治禱告呢？
I don't think that's the case.
我相信不是了。
Elders have one responsibility to pray for sick people.
雖然長老的責任其中一樣是為有疾病的人祈禱。
But there are other Bible verses that tell us that God's gift of healing is given to different parts, different people.
但是聖經裡面也都告訴我們，神將醫治嘅恩賜亦都俾好多唔同嘅人。
And God gives them as He desires and as He wills.
所以我哋神亦都佢嘅旨意係俾邊個醫治就邊個可以醫治。
So all of us should be praying for healing for each other's physical healing.
所以我哋每一個人都應該為其他嘅人為身體嘅病痛作出禱告。
So around 2011, I was diagnosed with a back problem.
喺大概2011年嘅時候，我自己嘅背脊亦都有一個問題。
In English, it's called sciatica.
係叫做坐骨神經嘅背痛。
It's when the bones in your spine are out of line and they begin pinching the nerve that goes down your back.
係嘅脊骨唔係好正，所以會擲住一啲神經。
And this nerve damage affected my left leg, and I couldn't walk properly.
影響到我左邊嘅腳係行路都行得唔係好好嘅。
I had to walk with a limp.
我係趌下趌下咁行。
And I walked very, very slowly.
我又行得好慢。
And I had extreme pain in my back and my leg.
同埋係行起嚟咧係好痛嘅。
And two different doctors told me that nothing could really be done except maybe try some physical therapy.
兩個醫生都話俾我聽係冇乜醫嘅方法嘅，除咗或者做啲物理治療啦。
And they told me that if it got even worse, that I would have to get surgery.
如果再繼續惡化落去咧，就要做手術啦。
So I tried physical therapy and it did not work.
我試過物理治療係冇乜幫得到我。
I tried acupuncture and it did not work.
又試過針灸亦都幫唔到。
I really didn't want to get surgery.
我真係好唔想做手術。
So I finally went to a pastor friend to pray for my back to be healed.
咁我最後就去到一個朋友，佢係一個牧師嚟嘅，我就要求佢為我個背脊痛祈禱。
And I knew that this pastor was full of faith and that God could heal me.
我知道呢個牧師係好有信心嘅牧師，我知道佢會幫助到我。
And I also believe that God could heal me.
我自己亦都相信神嘅醫治。
And so the pastor begins to pray for all of my nerves and bones to line up properly.
呢個牧師就為我嘅背脊嘅骨一節一節咁樣連結起嚟祈禱。
And as the pastor prayed for me, I could feel that my body began to move.
當佢一路祈禱嘅時候咧，我一路都已經覺得我個背脊已經喺度被醫治緊。
I didn't tell my body to move.
我唔可以叫我個身體會可以好翻。
But my certain things inside my body began moving.
但係我係覺得佢係一路咁樣喐緊嘅。
And by the time the pastor said amen, I could feel that something was different.
當呢個牧師祈禱完講阿門嘅時候咧，我都係覺得已經有啲唔同噶啦。
All the pain in my back disappeared.
背脊裏邊全部嘅痛都離開咗我。
And I tested out my leg to see that everything was completely healed.
咁我趌起身想試下我只腳點樣咧？我發覺都係完全係好翻噶喎。
I could walk normally again.
我可以行喎，完全冇問題喎。
And there was no problems.
一路都冇問題啦。
I talked with my two doctors and they didn't know what was going on.
我同我其嗰兩個醫生講嘅時候，佢哋亦都好奇怪，唔知道發生咗咩事。
They were just happy that I was cured.
佢哋就係好開心，佢冇事。
Okay, so praise the Lord that God still heals today.
感謝主，神醫治咗我。
And it's as a result of praying with faith that I was healed.
呢個就係用信心禱告嘅結果。
Another thing I noticed that in this passage was that the healing prayer is done face to face.
喺呢個經文裏邊，我哋見到呢個醫治係面對面咁禱告得到醫治嘅。
All of the healings in the Bible were done face to face.
聖經裏邊講差唔多所有嘅醫治都係面對面嘅。
This is not to say that God can't heal someone when you don't pray for them face to face.
我哋亦都唔係話如果唔係面對面嘅禱告咧，神係唔會醫治嘅。
God can heal long distance if He wants.
其實神係可以長途遠程咁樣醫治嘅。
But the Bible way of doing it is doing it face to face.
但係喺聖經裏邊嘅講法咧，就好多時都係面對面嘅醫治。
The centurion's daughter was the only one that I could find in the Bible where the healing was done long distance.
聖經裏邊唯一可以揾到係遠程長途醫治嘅咧，就係百夫長個女兒嘅病。
So all the other healings in the Bible were done with one person praying for another person face to face.
聖經裏邊所有其他嘅醫治都係一對一面對面嘅醫治。
So the faith-filled prayers of God's people can bring healing to our broken bodies.
所以我哋知道神係可以將所有破碎嘅都可以變為完整。
Now I know that many of you have prayed prayers for healing before, and the result may not have been what you hoped for.
我知道我哋其中亦都有人為著病痛去祈禱，但係有時嘅結果係亦都唔係我哋所希望得到嘅。
Maybe you prayed for your family member or your friend to get better, and it didn't happen.
我哋有陣時為我哋嘅親人或者朋友祈禱，希望佢哋好翻，但係結果都冇咁嘅事發生。
And that can be really disappointing and really discouraging.
有陣時會覺得真係好失望，或者唔得到鼓勵。
And when God doesn't answer our prayers, a lot of times we question whether God is really good.
有陣時如果我哋嘅禱告唔得到英文嘅時候，我哋會有啲懷疑神究竟係咪真係好嘅咧
？How should we respond when God doesn't heal even after we've prayed？
我哋 神对我们的祷告不应允的时候，我们应该怎样，有什么反应呢？
God will not always heal your body when you become his follower.
我们做了神，做了基督徒之后，神未必是时时都会医治我们的。
And God will not always heal you when you pray with faith.
纵使我们用很有信心的祷告，神都未必会医治我们的。
Again, I want to say it again. God's healing isn't a formula.
我再强调一次，就是神的医治不是一个方程式。
Healing prayer is about asking your Father for help.
我们信心的祷告就是我们求我们的天父的帮助。
There's a friendship between you and God.
你和神有一个朋友间的关系。
And God the Father knows what will be good and best for you.
我们的神知道究竟是什么是为我们最好的。
And he will know when the best time is for you to be healed.
他也都知道什么时候是最适合医治你的。
Hebrews 2:4 says that God distributes his miraculous gifts according to his will and not our will.
希伯来书二章四节话，神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们作见证。
So God heals whenever he wants and not when we want.
神的医治是他愿意的医治，不是我们愿意的。
So when God doesn't answer our prayers for healing, we can trust that the healing will not be the best thing for us.
如果我们祷告的时候得不到医治的时候，我们要知道那个时候不是为我们最好的时候。
It's not God's will right at that time.
那时候就不是神的祂的意志。
And the Apostle Paul even says that God didn't heal him.
使徒保罗亦都同我哋讲过，神都冇医治到佢。
And it says that God used weakness and illness to cultivate humility inside of the Apostle Paul.
佢话使徒保罗就话系神系用呢样嘢嚟建立佢嘅谦逊同埋信心。
And God can use weakness and illness to produce humility inside of us.
神亦都用我们的软弱来到建立我们的谦卑谦逊。
And this happens so that our faith will be in God and not in ourselves.
这样我们就可以知道我们的信心是在神那里，不是在我们自己那里。
I prayed for my mother-in-law for 2 years.
She had 我为我的岳母祷告已经两年了。
And she had cancer, and I prayed for 2 years that she would get better.
佢有癌症，我经过两年一路都系为佢祈祷，希望佢好翻。
And God did not answer my prayer.
神冇应允我嘅祷告。
And I had to deal with wondering whether God was good during that time.
喺呢段时间，我都有怀疑究竟神系咪真系好嘅神呢
？But I knew that my mother-in-law was a faithful person, a Christian person, so I know that she's in a better place right now.
我知道我的外母是一个很有信心的基督徒，我知道她现在在一个更好的地方。
Another a high school girl here also asks me to pray for her foot.
我们教会有一个中学的女学生，她也都要求我同她为她的脚祈祷。
We've probably prayed for her maybe 7, 8, 9 times already.
我们已经同佢一起祈祷七八次了。
Every time her foot still hurts.
但是每一次佢都仲喺度痛紧。
But every week she comes back and asks me to pray.
但是每一个星期都翻嚟叫我为佢祈祷。
And that's the attitude that God loves, is that faith in believing that He will come and heal.
呢个咁样嘅态度咧，就系神所喜悦嘅。
And she knows that God will heal her according to His timing and not according to her timing.
佢好深信神医治佢咧，系神嘅时间，唔系佢嘅时间。
And we're still praying for her.
我哋而家仲喺度继续为佢祈祷。
So another reason why healings may not happen is actually a lack of faith.
其中一个原因，我哋嘅医治，我哋嘅医治，我哋嘅病痛得唔到医治，就系因为我哋缺乏信心。
So Mark chapter 6 says that Jesus could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith.
马可福音六章五到六节， 耶稣就在那里不得行什么异能，不过按手在几个病人身上治好他们，他也诧异他们不信，就往周围乡村教训人去了。
But it says that Jesus could not heal, or Jesus could only heal a few people because of their lack of faith.
当时耶稣只系医治咗几个人，就因为佢缺乏信，就因为佢哋缺乏信心。
And Jesus was surprised that the people didn't really believe, and that's why they weren't healed.
耶稣都觉得好诧异佢哋，因为佢哋唔信，所以佢哋得唔到医治。
And I don't think that Jesus was condemning the people for their lack of faith.
当时耶稣唔系定佢哋嘅罪，因为佢哋系。
I think Jesus was just purely observing the fact that these people did not really believe.
当时耶稣只系观察当时嘅情形，就系见到佢哋系唔信嘅。
When we don't receive healing, when I don't receive healing, sometimes I'm tempted to believe that God is condemning me for my lack of faith.
如果好似我，就算系我自己祷告嘅时候，我嘅疾病得唔到医治咧，我觉得或者神系。定我嘅罪话我系唔够信心。
But we shouldn't think that way.
其实我哋唔应该咁谂。
If we are praying with faith, then we can trust that God loves us and God is good to us.
如果我哋嘅信，我哋嘅祷告系充满信心嘅时候，我哋可以好肯定系神系喺度爱我哋嘅。
And when we are not healed, we should not be condemning ourselves.
如果我哋得唔到医治嘅时候，我哋亦都唔应该判断我哋自己。
Instead, we should diagnose our hearts and see whether we really believe God loves to give good gifts to His children.
我哋应该诊断我哋自己嘅心，究竟我哋系咪真系有信心？相信神可以医治佢嘅儿女。
So, do we have the boldness to ask with faith?
我哋有冇好有勇气咁问神？
Do we avoid praying for healing because maybe we might get disappointed?
我哋有冇逃避祷告关于医治嘅问题？系咪因为我哋惊我哋得唔到医治咧？
But God loves to give good gifts to us, and you can trust that He's a good God.
我哋应该好肯定咁相信神系一个好好嘅神，佢系将最好嘅俾佢嘅儿女。
And we don't need to feel bad if we are praying for healing and it doesn't happen.
我哋如果祈祷嘅时候要求医治得唔到医治嘅时候，我哋唔应该觉得唔开心。
So the next question I want to ask is how does Jesus and the apostles pray for healing？
我哋另外一个问题就系究竟当时耶稣同埋佢嘅门徒点样得到医治咧？
So when we pray for healing, many times we only pray for the pain to go away。
有阵时我哋祈祷嘅时候只系为叫神将我哋嘅痛攞走。
But Jesus didn't only pray for the pain and the suffering to go away.
耶稣嘅祷告唔系将痛同埋苦难攞走。
Jesus and the disciples also prayed what they wanted to see happen.
耶稣同埋佢嘅使徒都想系祷告，系想知道究竟有咩事会发生。
So we pray for the pain and the suffering to be taken away.
我哋系会祈祷痛苦同埋患难攞走。
But not only that, we also pray for the healing.
我哋亦都系祷告为完全嘅医治祷告。
Peter didn't just pray for the lame man's pain to go away.
彼得系冇话叫呢个跛咗脚嘅人嘅痛苦攞离开。
Peter prayed that the lame man would get up and walk.
佢係為呢個跛腳嘅人可以企起身行路。
Jesus prayed that the blind man's eyes would be open.
耶穌祈禱呢個盲眼嘅人可以得到再可以睇到。
Paul prayed for a dead young man to come back to life.
保羅為一個死咗嘅人禱告，希望佢能夠復活。
So if you know someone who has a disease, you can pray like Jesus prayed.
如果我哋認識嘅人需要為疾病禱告，我哋都應該好似耶穌咁樣禱告。
You can pray that the disease would leave, but you can also pray that the body parts would be healed.
我哋可以為佢嘅痛祈禱，但係亦都為佢需要醫治嘅部分嚟到祈禱。
If you know someone with a disability, you can pray for their body parts to be strengthened and made whole.
如果我哋知道有人有啲需要嘅时候，我哋系为佢身体某一个部分特别祈祷。
When the pastor prayed for me, he prayed that everything would line back up in normal order.
个牧师为我嘅背祈祷嘅时候，佢系为我嘅背每一节嘅脊椎骨系连接得好好。
He didn't just pray that God would take away the pain.
佢唔系就咁话求神将佢嘅痛攞走。
He prayed for what should happen, the healing that should happen.
佢系好特别咁样为每一件事。某一件事去好认真咁祈祷。
Or for example, if I were to pray for your eyesight to go back to perfect vision, I would pray that God would restore your perfect vision.
如果我为你嘅大眼镜嘅眼睛祈祷咧，我系求神系将你嘅完全完美嘅视力修补。
So you pray what you want to see.
你为你想见到嘅嘢祷告。
So last Sunday after the English service, another high school girl asked if I could pray for her.
上个星期喺英文崇拜嗰度有一个中学生叫我为佢祈祷。
And I asked her what she needed prayer for.
咁我就问佢你需要乜嘢啊？
And she told me that her hip was in a lot of pain.
佢话俾我听佢嘅盘骨系好痛嘅。
And I asked her how long her hip had been hurting.
我問佢佢個盤骨痛咗幾耐咧
？And she told me maybe 2 days.
佢話已經兩日啦。
So I asked another high school girl to come and pray. So both of us prayed for this girl.
所以我又叫另外一個中學生嘅一個女學生同我哋一齊祈禱。
We prayed that her hip would be healed.
我為佢嘅盤骨祈禱。
We prayed that all of the muscles and bones would line back up normally.
我為佢嘅肌肉同埋骨絡可以完全咁樣修補。
And we also prayed that God would take away the pain.
我哋亦都為佢嘅痛楚祈禱。
But we prayed that she would be able to walk normally again.
我哋亦都為佢可以好正常咁繼續行路嚟祈禱。
Afterwards, I asked her, "Did you feel anything?"
祈禱完之後，我問佢你覺得點啊？
And she said, no, not really.
她說沒什麼特別。
But then I asked her, why don't you try to get up and try to do something that would normally hurt?
你起身做你平時如果是做的事這件事的時候會痛你試一下這樣做吧。
So she stood up and she started twisting around.
她站起身的時候就動一下身轉一下背部。
And then you should see her face go completely surprised.
如果你喺度，你会见到佢个面咧有一个好惊讶嘅表情。
And she says, "Wow, it doesn't hurt anymore."
咁佢话：哇，唔痛咯喎，原来而家。
And she was so happy and so surprised.
佢真系好开心同埋好惊奇。
And I told her, "Okay, I'm going to ask you again later on, to see if it's still healed."
我话俾佢听，我迟啲会再问下你。究竟你係咪真係已經唔痛啦
？So Friday night, I texted her and asked her, "Hey, is everything still okay?"
咁呢個禮拜五我再傳真俾佢問佢，短信俾佢問佢你好係咪咩事都冇啦
？I wanted to know if God really healed her or not.
我想知道神係咪真係完全咁醫治咗佢。
And she said, "Yes, everything is still normal. There's no pain."
咁佢話係啊係啊，而家完全都唔痛啦，好正常啦。
And she was just able to give glory to God.
佢就可以將榮耀歸俾神。
Another story of Agape Land here in the summertime.
仲有一個故事就係喺愛家培中心係呢個暑期嘅事情。
There's probably 50 volunteers who come to volunteer over the summertime.
有超過50個義工喺度做嘢嘅。
And during the afternoon, I asked the afternoon volunteers whether any of them needed prayer for anything.
有一個下晝，我問呢啲義工有冇人需要代禱事項。
And almost all of the afternoon volunteers are not Christians.
我哋要知道呢啲所有嘅義工，佢哋都唔係基督徒嚟嘅。
So I didn't really think that they would actually want me to pray for them.
所以我其實咁樣問咧，我都唔期望其實有啲咩人想叫我為佢祈禱。
But I was surprised when one girl asked me to pray for her.
我都覺得好出奇，其中有一個女仔走嚟叫我為佢祈禱。
And I asked, well, how can I pray for you?
咁我問佢你想我為你咩事祈禱咧？
And she said, I play tennis and my shoulder, I hurt my shoulder while I was playing tennis.
我打網球嘅時候我嘅膊頭受咗傷。
Can you pray for it?
你可唔可以為我祈禱？
And I said, okay, yeah, I can pray for you.
我話好啊，我可以同你祈禱㗎。
So I prayed that God would restore her shoulder, that he would line everything back up and allow her to use her shoulder in the normal way.
我又為佢個膊頭祈禱，願神將佢所有嘅骨絡同埋啲肌肉連結起埋一齊，等佢可以正常咁樣運作。
Then later on, I completely forgot that I had prayed for her.
過咗一陣，我根本都忘記咗我同佢做過呢個禱告。
And I didn't follow up. I didn't ask her how she was doing.
我又冇跟進，又冇問佢究竟你而家好翻未啊？咁。
But she started to come to church.
但係佢就開始嚟教會。
And she started to come to our Friday night fellowships.
佢又嚟我哋禮拜五嘅團契。
And I thought that was a great, that's great.
我覺得幾好喎咁樣。
And at one time I asked her, so why are you a Christian now? Or are, you know, why did you start coming to church?
咁我有一次就好奇怪問佢，就話你而家信咗耶穌啦，點解你而家又突然間會翻嚟教會嘅？
And she told me, remember that time that you prayed for me?
咁佢就同我講話，你記唔記得有一次你同我祈禱啊？
And to be honest, I kind of forgot.
即係老實講，我真係好似都唔記得咗啦。
But I actually did remember eventually.
因為佢提起嚟咧，我都記得嘅。
And she said that time you prayed for me, God healed my shoulder.
佢同我講話，嗰次你同我祈禱之後咧，神真係醫治咗我個膊頭喎。
And I was surprised too.
我都覺得好驚訝。
Because I wasn't really expecting God to heal her right there.
因為其實我都冇期望神真係醫佢嘅。
And I just give praise to God that God loves to heal our broken bodies.
我哋真係要感謝神，因為神係好喜歡、好中意醫治我哋破碎嘅身體。
So I asked earlier, do any of you need physical healing today?
今日早上我問過你哋邊位有需要為身體嘅病痛？
If you need healing, then number one, you can begin a relationship with God by putting your faith in His Son.
我哋有咩疾病需要医治嘅时候咧，第一样系要通过把你嘅信心放喺耶稣里边，开始与上帝建立友谊嘅盟约。
Number two, you can ask an elder or a fellow believer to pray for your healing.
第二就系请长老或属灵嘅同伴为你能得到医治祷告。
And number three, submit to God's will concerning your healing. He's the one who's going to heal you in His time.
第三就係將你嘅醫治嘅意志交俾神，神就係嗰個能夠喺適當嘅時候醫治你嗰位。
And finally, have faith and don't doubt.
最後就係滿有信心，不要心存懷疑。
Believe that God can heal you.
你相信神可以醫治你嘅。
And if He doesn't, keep believing.
就算佢唔医治你咧，你都系要相信。
And keep asking。
一路继续问佢。
I would normally want to pray for anyone who wants prayer, but I know that we don't have all of the time right now。
通常我会问在座边位需要有特别嘅需要身体嘅医治祷告，但系今日我哋唔系好多时间。
But if you are a believer in Jesus, then you have a friendship with God who can heal people, and I encourage you to pray for others.
我知道你哋系信耶稣嘅咧，就同耶稣已经有一个友谊嘅关系。我哋可以随时要求佢医治我哋，我哋亦都可以彼此代祷要求医治。
And I hope that my stories can encourage you to pray for people who are sick.
我希望我今日所讲嘅能够鼓励你哋，可以同大家互相代祷，互相为有疾病嘅人祷告。
And I encourage you to pray for them face to face.
我鼓励你哋面对面一对一咁样祈祷。
Don't just tell them, oh, I'll pray for you, and then go home and pray for them.
唔好就系话，哦，我为你祷告啦，然后你就翻屋企。
Pray for them in person on the spot.
我哋要即时当时同佢一齐面对面咁祷告。
And sometimes you'll be surprised that God heals right away.
有時你會好驚訝，神係會即時會答允你嘅禱告。
Let me pray for all of you.
我會為大家一齊禱告。
Father, I saw all of the hands that were raised earlier.
主啊，我哋睇到頭先有人有身體嘅疾病舉手嘅。
I pray, Lord, I know you're the one who knows all of the diseases and all of the things that are going on in people's bodies right now.
神啊，你係嗰位知道我哋身體裏邊有啲咩問題嘅嗰位。
I ask that you would come in and heal broken bodies now.
我祈求你嚟到我哋中間醫治我哋破碎嘅身體。
And that you would restore our bodies to how you created them originally to be.
你將我哋嘅身體回復翻去你當日創造我哋時候嘅完美嘅身體。
We thank you, God, that you love us.
多謝主你愛我哋。
And that you want to heal our broken bodies.
你願意醫治我哋破碎嘅身體。
We submit that to your will and your timing.
我哋將你嘅意志、你嘅意志同埋你嘅時間完全順服。
We lift this up to you in Jesus' name.
我哋禱告為奉主耶穌基督嘅名求。
Amen.
阿門。